We're CJMQ here in the booth, a couple of Bishop's Drama Department students, and they're both in their fourth year. So would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Stephanie Isaac.
I'm Neil Brown.
Okay. Both in your fourth year. So how many plays have you done?
Aside from festivals, mm-hmm. This will be my third production.
A third for me as well.
Okay, both your third. Now, we're talking about the social comedy, The Dining Room by A.R. Gurney, and it's going to be at the Turner Studio Theater on the campus of Bishop's University in Lenoxville. And it's premiering October 15th to 19th at 8 p.m. So tell us about the play.
It's basically a look at the WASP culture
mm-hmm.
in northeastern United States.
Okay.
And it's a really human, really sweet, moving, very funny work.
Mm-hmm. As the title suggests, it's about a dining room, and mm-hmm. that's what the set consists of. And it's a look at the dining room as a social concept, as a part of a home, over a fairly large span of history. It's a fairly interesting mix of very good comedy and some touching moments as well.
Okay, that's good. And it's a series of 18 vignettes, so how would you describe this?
The scenes bleed into one another actually very nicely, and you've got to hand it all to Gurney for his planning in that respect.
Mm-hmm. That's the playwright.
Yes.
The playwright, A.R. Gurney.
Mm-hmm. The scenes, it's not something where there's blackout in between the scenes. It's just they kind of flow into one another, and there's different generations will kind of be in the background of other generations, and it's an interesting clash and mix and how you get to see the different perspectives
okay.
go from one to the other.
Yeah, it's been a very rich experience as well. As actors, we get to play around 9 characters each, a whole variety of age differences, types of personalities, as I say, a very, very interesting and rewarding opportunity, definitely.
Okay, 9 characters each, so that's a lot of lines, I would assume.
You'd think it would be, but mm-hmm. the scenes are typically short. There are longer ones,
okay.
but they're typically pretty short, and it's, again, Gurney is fantastic to get so much content into few words, so.
A very resourceful playwright,
very
absolutely.
Economic mm-hmm. in his...
Okay, really interesting. Now, how many people are in the play?
There are 6 cast members.
Okay, with about 9 different characters each?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and it's the dining room all the way through. That's the only set? So, spanning through several generations.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. From about pre-World War II right up until what would have been present day when the play was published. Early 80s, I would say.
Okay.
First went up in 81.
Okay, lots of different costumes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of instances where actors will leave the stage and have to come right back on as someone else, so lots mm-hmm. of quick changes in that way. But we have a fantastic costuming lady,
Helen,
I guess is her
Lindbergh
title.
Has been helping us out a lot. She came in for Indian Blood mm-hmm. Last year as well, which, she's got a very good eye for that kind of thing. And you'll see a lot of... similar costume pieces, but with slight flares or accents to distinguish between those mm-hmm. Those characters. So there is distinction, but an overall kind of idea. Cohesiveness is a good term.
Great word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting. And does the dining room itself undergo different renovations throughout the generations?
Only insofar as the characters bring different life to the dining room.
Okay.
The set itself never changes.
Interesting. Okay. What made you want to do this play?
Besides getting the credits to graduate?
Well, I went to high school in Ontario, and a mm-hmm. lot of Ontario high schools look at this piece, so I was kind of familiar coming in. And also, then last year in a directing class, we got our hand at directing a few little scenes from this, so I've been familiar with this play, so that obviously excited me. Working with Greg Tuck is also a very, very nice opportunity as well. I was with him in Indian Blood last year, which was a whole lot of fun, and very good time as well, so that's what motivates me, besides the credits.
I wasn't in the directing class that Neil was in, and that's neat. I didn't know that you studied it in high school. I had never seen something like this in high school. I was mostly Shakespeare back then, but I was really drawn to the piece because of how much so many of the scenes are just straight out of my family history. I grew up very much, I don't want to say I came from the WASPs, but I came from definitely a family that had a lot of similar values and similar customs and whatnot than a lot of the families that are looked at in the piece. So that's what really pulled me into it the first reading of it.
Okay, interesting.
I relate to it so strongly, and I think a lot of the cast feels that way.
Absolutely.
In many respects.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Ottawa.
Okay,
Ontario.
So you're both from Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good, good. Now it's $8, so that's extremely cheap, especially considering how many hours that go into you know, the making of this play. About how many hours have you worked?
I ballpark it around 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
6 weeks.
Yeah, maybe 25. Hours
okay.
a week for
okay.
6 weeks, yeah. So
you
it's
all can do the math. We're theater majors,
yeah.
Economics major.
So yeah, quite a lot of work. It's a very rewarding experience, I think, for both of us and as well as many other people in the cast. Theater is something we have ambitions to do professionally. So the reality of it is that it's a lot of work. A lot of work outside of just the time rehearsing. So. It's a very interesting, important learning experience, but as you say, a big time commitment as well.
Good. So you've worked with Greg Tuck before.
That's right.
And how long has he been a director at Bishop's Drama?
Since
I'd say almost 30 years,
well,
that kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
He was talking the other night, actually, we were having Thanksgiving dinner, about just how interesting it is to live in Lennoxville and see kind of different generations of drama students come through, and there's some times when it's really kind of cooking and other times when it's maybe not as much, but just...
It's an ebb and flow.
Yeah, he was just talking very much about how, you know, it can be a bit of a time warp. This town doesn't necessarily change as much, and he's always working with young people of around the same age, so he's been doing his thing for a while, but certainly very good at it.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you find that the play has helped you maybe to understand your own generations too and have an appreciation?
Appreciate is a good word. I think it's definitely, for a lot of us, drawn our attention to what's lacking in some ways in our generation and what has kind of slipped through the cracks of tradition. And, you know, not to say that we haven't forged our own traditions and whatnot, but... it's just such a great throwback to, you know, childhood memories for all of us that it's definitely, for me, it's drawn my attention to what I'd like to see more of in my own culture and my own people.
There definitely is a very strong sense in the play of is the dining room still what it used to be? Do people still use it in the way they used to? Do they think of it in the same way they used to? And is it getting lost? Is it, you know, losing ground to the realities of a faster-paced life or many other things? So it's a lot of the play kind of deals with the dining room fighting to have its voice heard or seeing who the advocate for the dining room is versus who is really not, who really doesn't respect it. So it's a battleground.
It comes out as a character of its own, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, interesting, great. If anybody goes to this play, they're going to come out with probably a better realization, appreciation of their own generations and their families.
Absolutely, absolutely. And every single person that comes to see this play is going to see their Aunt Martha or Uncle Henry or someone up there, and they're going to know and recognize and have loved someone exactly like that at some point or other in their lives. Probably, I would bet, multiple times.
Okay, great, good. Anything else either one of you want to say about the dining room?
Come see it.
And it's coming up October 15th to 19th, 8 p.m. at the Turner Studio Theater. Let's see, tickets are only $8. You can reserve them by calling 819-822-9692.
It's really a treat to do theater in the Eastern Townships because I've always found that the community here is so receptive. So just kind of thank you already for all the support that this community has given us as the theater department at Bishop's. We really appreciate it.
Oh, and we appreciate it, too. It's great to have the theater department at Bishop's there and be able to go and see these plays and see so much effort put into these, too. It's great work.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing the play.
Thank you.
Thank you.